was a fair maid of Islington, as onward many a tell. And she would to fair London go, fine apples and pears to sell. And as she passed along the street with a basket on her arm, why there she did a vintner meet, this fair maid thought no harm. Good morrow, fair maid, the vintner says, what have you got there to sell?
Fine apples and pears, good sir, she said, if you please to taste them well.
He tasted of this fair maid's fruit, and he likes it wondrous well. And then he craved of this fair maid how many a penny she'd sell.
Sir, here you shall have six, she said, and here you shall have ten. I sold some more, but just before, to some inns of court, gentlemen.
Now while he by this damsel stood, her body did I, and lately craves of that fair maid one night with him to lie.
Sir, if you lie with me one night, as you propound to me, I do expect that you should prove both courteous, kind, and free. And for to tell you all in short, it will cost you £5.
A match, the vintner says, and so lets things go round. When he had lain with her one night, her money she did crave. Ah, stay with me another night, and thy money thou shalt have.
I cannot stay, nor will I stay, I needs must now be gone.
Why then thou mayst for money go look, for money I'll pay thee not. This maid she makes no more ado, but to a justice went. And unto him she makes her moan, who did her case lament. She said she had a cellar let out to a vintner in the town, and how that he did then agree £5 to pay her down.
And now, quoth she, the case is such, no rent that he will pay. Therefore, your worship, I beseech, to send for him this day.
And straight the justice for him sent, and asks the reason why, that he would pay this maid no rent, to which he did reply. Although I am hired a cellar of her, and the possession was mine, I never put anything into it but one poor pipe of wine. Therefore, my bargain, it was hard, as you may plainly see. I from my pleasure was debarred, then, good sir, favour me. This fair maid, being ripe of wit, she straight replies again.
There were two barrels at the door, why did you not roll them in? You've had your freedom and your well, as is to you well known. Therefore, I do desire still for to receive mine own.
The justice, hearing of their case, did then give order straight that he the money should pay down, she should no longer wait. With all he told the vintner plain, if he a tenant be, he must expect to pay the same, for he could not sit rent free. And when the money she has got, she puts it into her purse, and she claps her hands on the cellar door, and says it was never the worse. Which caused the people all to laugh, to see this vintner fine, outwitted by a country girl about his pipe of wine.
That was track number 7 from the album Sister Awake by Jenny Melia from Magnatune.com.